Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM, CFRC. I'm your host, Lily, and for those of you tuning in for the first time, hello and welcome. I play music every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m., chat a bit about what's been up in my life. Sometimes I have guests on and get them to talk about their lives, but today I'm just alone in the studio, which is sometimes one of my favorite things to do. I love having friends in, but it's also just nice to have this time by myself. And yeah, it's exam season here at Queens, so it's been go, go, go. I've been wearing this same exact outfit for about 3 days in a row now, not to sound gross, but it is a pair of white jeans and a white top and this really nice blue and gold sweater, and the stars on it are this like beautiful gold color. And I love it. It's from Phase 2. I've had it for years, and I feel like this is the first year I've ever been wearing it consistently. So love rediscovering items in your closet, very sustainable way to dress and to live. But yeah, I've just been listening to this song a lot. It's by The Raw Band. It's called Messages from the Stars. And I feel like it's really fitting because I'm wearing this star sweater. And following that, I'm going to have a bit of The Talking Heads as well as Naked Eyes on here. Some new wave coming up, some covers, some remixes, just a variety because that's what I always do. So hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. And this song is sure to lift your spirits. It's one of my favorites. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We've got some good stuff lined up for the next hour. So I'll talk to you guys in just a bit. Here we go with The Raw Band, Messages from the Stars. Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. You just heard The Raw Band with Messages from the Stars, followed by Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town by the Talking Heads off their self-titled 1977 album. Honestly, one of the best album openers I've ever heard. It's in my top 20 favorite songs, I would say, maybe even top 10. I love the bass line. I love the steel drum. Just an awesome, awesome song, followed by Promises, Promises with the Naked Eyes. Just some good stuff to start off your Monday. This next song I'm going to play for you guys, I'm genuinely addicted to. I can't stop, won't stop listening to it. I listen to it first thing when I wake up in the morning. I listen to it while I'm working out, while I'm studying, when I'm going to bed. It's so good. There's something in it. It's so good. I don't want to say that it's so bad that it's good, but I might just go there and put that opinion fully on the table. I'm not going to tell you who it's by yet, and I'm not even going to tell you what it's called. We're just going to get right into it here on 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
take it now. Let me look until the sun goes down. I believe in the God
Okay, so tell me that's not the best song you've ever heard. Not sure if I'm the only one. I could be the only one, but I'm addicted to it. I can't stop, won't stop listening. It's I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. Okay, so the way that I found the song was I saw a video of Taylor Swift singing it to Travis Kelce at a sports game. And there's quite a few things I've admitted on radio. I've talked about being in an a cappella group. I've talked about loving the Glee soundtracks. I have even mentioned my own musical theater career. There's one thing that I've never admitted that I'm ready to finally say now. I'm a Swiftie. I'm an undercover Swiftie, but I'm still a Swiftie. I've been since the beginning of time, and she's my girl. She's always in my top three Spotify artists. She was this year, once again, no surprise. I like Folklore Evermore. I know there are people that are probably logging off right now. It's controversial in this day and age, but she's my girl. So I had to say, there's one thing about her that I really respect besides dominating the music industry. She always knows her music. Whenever you see a video of her at a sports game or at a concert with anything with a song in the background, she knows those words and she's singing along. And this past week, I was at Brass Music Trivia, hosted by my friend Sam Schaap, and they did a trivia portion where you had to name that song or name that artist. Of course, I was sent up, you know, with full confidence from my group, and I kind of bombed it. I didn't do as well as I was expecting. I didn't work under the pressure. It was pretty bad. It was pretty tough. So I will say that if I'm ever doing music trivia again, I'd love to have Taylor Swift on my team. That's all I'm going to say. I won't be playing any Taylor Swift today, but feels good to get that off my chest. Now everyone knows I'm a Swiftie. Now I'm a proud Swiftie. I'm not even undercover. So next we've got Runnin' by The Pharmacide, A Little Bit of Always, and Lord here on 101.9 FM, Busy Girl Radio.
Come on, 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 come on,
comes a time and every man's life when he's got a hand. get full blown, being where I'm from. They let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck, killing to help this color figure. And as a victim, I am feeling low key. Feel the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my 3-4-4-3 said, I'm gonna get some before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it. I lick the book, blowing the breeze. In other words, just the breeze. Yeah.
And now that I'm older, stress weighs on my shoulders, heavy as boulders. But I told y'all, until the day that I die, I still will be a soldier. That's all I told ya, that's all I showed ya, that's all I told ya. Gravity is ripping my sanity, can it be?
That I'm a celebrity who's on the brink.
Now don't be wishing to switch in any position with me. Cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining. Cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is a straining.
Push me in the water. I love you like I do. All the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall. And here am I, the biggest fool of them all.
Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. You just heard Runnin' by The Pharmacide, followed with Lords, Taking You to the River, done in 2024. And that was seamlessly transitioned by myself into Pharmacist by Always. Pharmacist is one of my favorite songs. It's really hard to hear exactly what the lyrics are saying, but that first line, I know you're back, I saw your sister at the pharmacist, she said that you're in love, whatever, is so small town going home for Christmas break, and that's exactly what I'm about to do. So felt like that was fitting to play. Next, we've got Clay Hazy's new track. I saw him at the grad club with my friend Madison a few weeks ago. I really enjoyed this one. It's called Into Trouble, Out of Fashion. Let me know what you think here on Busy Girl Radio.
Stay long before the well runs dry. Big country molasses, we gave the hens their name. We kept the fox outside. Good fences, large pastures, so season. Yeah. take up room. Your folks ain't nothing but scared. So steal the liquor and add some water to shooting at the moon. You're glad that life ain't fair. Go and get it, then you got her. She'll only let you down. It's lonely up in that thin air. So eat your Wheaties, grow even taller. Take off your leash, boy, keep your car.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Yeah. He had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sleep. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Was just Clay Hazy with his new track Into Trouble Out of Fashion, followed by Paul and Linda McCartney off their 1971 Ram album. That was Uncle Albert. I love that song. I always have. It's got that unique melody-like song structure consisting of these three different bits that are all tied together by the chorus. Reminds me so much of his 1974 hit Band on the Run. And it also reminds me the first time that I ever heard a song with this crazy melody structure that was, you know, being released at the time was, I remember hearing Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. I was at summer camp for a month and I came back and had no interaction with civilization. We didn't hear any new music. I had no idea what was going on in the news. And I remember going to the beach with two of my friends and they're like, we have to play you this song. And they play Sicko Mode. You know, it's the first half and then it changes and it has the beat drop and then it plays the second half of the song. I was like, oh, is this a new song off of Travis Scott's album? And they're like, no, it's the same song. And I remember that genuinely blowing my mind. Sicko Mode really, yeah, that was my music moment. So talking about Taylor Swift, talking about Travis Scott, feeling a little bit underqualified to be doing what I'm doing right now, but gotta say it, Sicko Mode changed me. It was a crazy time. We've got a little bit of The Tragically Hip here. I always play them. I've been wanting to play this one for so long. Here is my music at work.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell me
That was just Do You Love Me Now by The Breeders, my favorite heartbreak song. So short, so sweet, right to the point. And following that, we had Inside and Out by Feast, which is actually a cover of Love You Inside and Out from the Bee Gees' 1979 Spirits Having Flown album. This is my final show for the first semester, feeling very sentimental and grateful as well for this incredible opportunity. I wanted to take a moment to talk about our annual funding drive, which is running up until December 31st. You can find all the information at cfrc.ca, but this whole experience here at the radio station has been such a highlight of my undergrad. I've met so many incredible people and learned so many new skills, and it's just such a wonderful space. The people here work so hard and care so much about what they do. So I wanted to say, if you have the extra time or the funds to donate, please do so. But for my last episode, I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone who works behind the scenes here at CFRC. They do so much and it goes unnoticed so many times. And I think coming in as a programmer last year, I didn't see all the behind the scenes stuff, but now that I understand it this year, wow, it really blows me away. And as well as all the other student broadcasters and community broadcasters that, you know, work here at CFRC, it's just been amazing. They work so hard as well. So just wanted to say a big thank you to the radio for this platform and for this opportunity. And I also wanted to say, a lot of the times I've been running into people that I don't know that well, and they've been telling me that they've been listening to my show, which is such a compliment. So if you don't know me that well, or if you don't know me at all, thank you so much for tuning in. And for my closest friends who know me very well, thank you for listening and for being so supportive. I never advertised my show that much last year, and this has been the year that I've really put full force, put the link on my Instagram, being a micro-influencer, self-proclaimed title. And I've just received so much support and so much love from everyone. And I've also just had more fun doing it now that I know people are tuning in. So thank you, everyone. And if you have something that you love and that you're passionate about, never be afraid to share it with people, because you never know where it might take you. So boom, emotional, deep. Not trying to go there, but I did. I've got one more song. It's going to be sad because it was shown to me by my friend Harper. She's leaving for her exchange in Australia. Bittersweet to say goodbye, but she's got the best taste in music, so I appreciate everything she's shown me so far. We've got Pieces of Sky by Tomo Nakamaya here on Busy Girl Radio. I've been Lily. This has been Busy Girl Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you have a fabulous Friday, and I'll talk to you soon in the new year. Bye for now.
Is big and the seas are blue. There's so much that I want to show you. Evening falls on a clear white moon. I can't wait till the daylight holds you. Lately seems like the world's on fire. Lately feels like the truth don't matter. All I care about's the kind of place we might leave for our sons and daughters. Pieces of sky are falling down. What will I leave to be found by your eyes? By your eyes. Oh, 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 oh. Only so much that we can do. All we have is our given moment. Hit the lights when we clear this room. Leave it cleaner than when we found it. Will I feel changed around
when the pieces of sky are coming down, will I live in the sound by and by? By and by.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed in all ages and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.